episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. That's the question we ask Rachel Siday. Am I a bad mum sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah, that's a good way of putting it, because we do talk about this podcast as being such an open and reflective space that we just have those moments of going, oh man, I might have stuffed up today, but I'm going to do better tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got an update for you actually on the detention, because I was I was talking last week on the podcast about how I laughed at my kids getting a detention.
Yes.
And when I say laughed at it, I just was pleased that they were getting a detention for something that frustrates the hell out of me. And any punishment I give doesn't seem to work. So yes, they got a detention for not getting ready on time after swimming and then being late to the next class.
Yes.
So I was all for it.
On a Friday afternoon, wasn't it?
They didn't end up getting the Friday afternoon detention.
Okay.
They got given a lunchtime one.
Okay, that's okay. I can do with that.
So they all had to sit in at lunchtime. And now your question was,
yeah,
what do they do in detention?
Yes, yes.
They had to write lines.
What?
Yes.
Old school.
Yeah.
Well, I was sort of questioning you going, what do they do these days in detention? Like, what does it look like? Do they write lines? Do they just sit there? Are they told to just do their homework or, you know, their assignments? Or maybe they got to go out and pick up all the rubbish in the school?
Oh, yeah. I remember having to do that. Litter picking.
I remember that.
With the litter picker?
No. I grew up in Townsville. We just had to do it with our hands. That was gross.
We had a litter picker.
We didn't even. We must have been at a lower socio school that made us use our hands. I don't even think we got gloves. Oh my God, that's foul. Anyway, so the girls got a lunchtime detention. They had to write lines. Yep. Do they remember the line?
Yeah, I think it was, I must get ready quicker and make my next class on time.
Okay.
And then I said to Holly, how many times did you have to write it? She said, we just had to keep writing it until the detention was finished.
The way that I look at lines is that it's almost like affirmations. So they say every morning you should do your affirmations and you make them really positive and you make them very personal and they're for you and what you, you know, almost like that manifesting.
Mm.
I believe that lines is just another one of those, because you're just saying something repetitively over and over and over again that is almost like a programming in your head, like in your mind space.
Like I drive to school pickup going, be calm, stay calm. I tell myself to stay calm in the car all the way to school pickup, and then I still lose my shit when they start arguing in the back.
Very positive affirmation.
Am I a bad mum for being the biggest embarrassment to my children?
I don't even know where we're going with this. I'm unsure what could have possibly been the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to them in their huge lives of being, what, 12?
They're 13 now, yeah. In 13 years.
They are 13. Oh, yeah. My apologies.
13 years, this has been the most embarrassing thing we've ever done, apparently.
All right. Did someone see you kissing or something?
No.
That's what we are.
No, it's not even that bad. Okay, so this was after Melbourne Cup last week.
Yeah.
So Jay and I went to lunch.
Yep.
Dressed up, drinking all day, as most people that go to a Melbourne Cup lunch do. And I thought, perfect, we'll get the kids to get the bus home from school.
Yeah.
So we've got plenty of time to have lunch, get an Uber back, meet them at the bus stop.
I've got it all happening in my head right now. I'm like envisaging what it looks like. So I'm waiting for the big uproar of the embarrassment.
Yeah. So we bumped into some friends of ours half an hour before we needed to leave.
Okay.
And obviously you've been drinking all day, then you bump into friends.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
what's one more?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's have one more. So we end up leaving 10 minutes later than we'd planned, but amazingly, we still get back before the bus turns up.
Perfect.
So we're like patting each other in the back, high five, yeah, we did it. We've had a great day. We've made it to meet the bus. This is great.
Win, win.
What could possibly go wrong, you might say. So because we had a little bit of time to spare, I was like, oh, look, it's sunny. Like the light's good. Let's take a selfie at the bus stop. So I've got my phone and I'm going, oh, yeah, there's a selfie. And then I realise, because I got my phone up and it's obviously taking a photo of us.
The two of you are in it and you can see anything that's
behind,
in the background. Yeah.
There's the school bus.
Shut up.
The school bus has come around the corner. We've done the selfie and then we've looked up. Jay's waved the bus and the bus has stopped and the girls are glaring at us. So embarrassed, and we're all like, we're happy. We're like, oh, we're happy so to see them. You know, with big smiles, hi, waving off the bus driver. Thanks so much.
And you think you've done nothing wrong at this stage?
No,
nothing.
And they are absolutely filthy at us.
Oh my gosh.
And the anger starts and they're shouting and they're being rude, like to the point where I'm like, hang on for a second, this is
you're still
not
lost with
on
what?
Like what?
Like what are we doing? Why are we fighting?
What's the problem with? So your friend saw us take a selfie. So what? Like that's not the worst that could have happened after a day at the Melbourne Cup.
In my head, I was like, I've heard of a lot of other things going down other than just a selfie.
No, I had my shoes still on. Like it wasn't like yeah. You know, it could have been very different. It could have been after a day of drinking. I thought we did pretty well, and the worst we've done is take a selfie at the bus stop. And they are just so mad and they're arguing. And then it's gotten into a big argument because it's, don't you dare speak to me like that. We were in such great moods. And I'm so annoyed at how this has played out because we were in the best moods.
Yeah.
Back to the winning horse. Like it was
happy day.
Such
You've
a great,
great day.
Yeah. And it just turned to absolute shit when the kids got off that bus. Oh. And I just thought to myself, I could have got a babysitter. Yeah. Like I could
have. You didn't have to come home for the bus.
No.
You didn't have to even be waiting at the bus stop. You could have got the Uber or come all the way home.
All the way home. Exactly. You walk home.
Yeah.
No, I think we did the right thing. And
it's a selfie. It would be different if you were, the two of you were like macking on. And imagine like the two of you macking on, getting like selfies like you're on Love Island or something. And then you just, but you weren't. You're just getting a selfie. Someone, you were like half a meter away from each other. Like it's just a selfie.
There was a comment on my Instagram actually. I put a photo up and I basically said, Instagram is a highlights reel. This photo is just before the kids got off the school bus and things went to shit. We had the audacity to take a selfie at the bus stop, which was apparently so embarrassing that we have yet to live it down. And then I saw a comment saying, best hashtag ever. I was like, next day, I was like, what did I hashtag? I hashtagged fuck being a parent.
Savage.
And then someone commented saying, next time have a cheeky pash at the bus stop and they'll wish that you were still taking selfies.
See what I mean? This is not the drama. So they were just blowing up at you. So it all unfolded before you even got home.
Yeah.
Haven't even walked in the door and it's unfolded on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Near the bus stop.
Yeah. Big argument. They are so angry. They're throwing insults. They're being rude. And I was like, okay, this has to stop. Yeah. This is rude teenage behavior that I really want to nip in the bud.
Yeah. Early.
You do not speak to us like that. And then I kind of used it a little bit to my advantage because I thought, now we can sit out the back and just relax. We've got a good excuse to send them to their rooms.
Yeah.
Like, get up to your room. I made a quick pasta for their dinner, took the pasta up, eat it in your room, do your homework.
Good. I like it.
But I'm a little worried about the fact that we had all our windows open and our
neighbours
were most probably home.
Nah, they weren't.
No, they weren't.
No. I'm just trying to make you feel better. No, they weren't. They went home. No one was home. Everyone was out for Melbourne Cup. They'd handballed their kids off to someone else. They were out partying.
I hope so.
What time would it have been? Like 5-ish? 5:30?
Yeah, I hope they were because it definitely wasn't a nice argument. They were angry. We were angry. Jay ended up saying, we've planned all of this for your birthday, because it was their birthday on Sunday. We've planned all of this for your birthday, you ungrateful little monsters. And then he started going, because he actually got upset. He was like, I cannot believe
that you're fighting
after everything we have done.
Yeah.
This is how they are speaking to us, treating us, so rude, so disrespectful. And then he started going, I'm going to tell them what we bought for their birthday. I'm going to tell them. you're not having it now. And I'm like, hang on, be careful. Like, we've got each other's back. But I'm like, hang on, have a think about what you're about to say.
This is the threat that you're going to undo. You're give in.
Dish out a punishment about birthday presents that when we get to the birthday, we want them to have those presents. We don't want to think about your punishments. He's like, no, that's it. No, I'm telling them what they got for their birthday and they're not having it. I was like, no, Jay.
Think about this.
Think about it. I've got my sensible hat on.
What did he do? Just walk away. Walk away, mate. Put your feet in the grass. Get rid of the anger. Calm down.
Have another drink.
90 seconds, remember. 90 second rule. 90 seconds.
Yeah, no. And then he went, we bought you 3 horse rides, you ungrateful. You're not having them now. I was like, oh, mate. And he said, and you want to know what else we got? I was like, no, that's enough. Okay, that is enough.
You're like, girls, go back up to your room. Go back up to your room.
One punishment. This is going to be one punishment. They lose their phones. Stick to that.
Did they lose them?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And I also said, I'm not coming to meet you from the bus stop because I'm too embarrassing.
I'm 100% with you. I would have just walked ahead and then left him at the bus stop. Yeah. And then next time, no bus stop.
No, and I'm staying out next time. Yeah. I'm not coming back for school pickup.
You're old enough now, kids.
Yeah.
It's legal. You walk yourself home, you unlock the house, you go inside, make yourself some afternoon tea. I'll see you in about maybe 5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and if you put our dinner on too, then that would be great.
It's a normal time to get home these days because that's just like coming home from work.
They are 13 now.
Yeah.
What I should have done was just put a key in their bag.
Yep, 100%.
Text them when they're on the bus. Keys in your bag. We'll be home at 7.
Yeah. I've already ordered you Domino's. Great plan. Oh, this is sorted. Don't worry. Melbourne Cup next year, guys. It's going to be a different kind of story.
I mean, they won't be speaking to me, but who cares? Because I won't be there.